Dory Jackson, what are you scared of?
As a kid, I mean, my mom used to tell me the story how I used to tell her I'm not scared of no man or anything. I used to always tell her, but I'm only scared of God. So that's still true to this day. I try not to live through fear. But if I was to say I was had fear of anything, that would probably be the disappointment of letting someone else down.
Wow. I thought you were going to say like snakes or there would, because it's obvious in how you play, you're not scared of any man.
Yeah, I try to take that attitude, you know, as a kid growing up. My brother's 7 years older than me, and then my sister is 14 years older than me. So wanted to hang out with them, be with them. You know, I had to play basketball with my brother. He was older than me. So that competition level, being a competitor, not trying to back down. So I think as a young age, that's what got me the attitude that I have now.
Is that attitude how, after your freshman year of high school, you could move from the East St. Louis area to California and kind of start over again? That took guts.
Yeah, I think one of the things was just having an upbringing and being raised in East St. Louis and everything that I've been through and seen. So going out to California, it was more of a, I've been able to experience this. My dad taught me things that helped me develop and mature faster than other people who would have been just in California staying with their parents. So I think that helped me out a lot.
Why did you decide to do that?
Honestly, I didn't even want to go to California. I just wanted to stay home, stay in East St. Louis. Play ball, you know, be like that hometown hero type of guy and make it out and do things like that. But my parents thought it'd be best for me to go out there. So when they gave me the go, I didn't turn around and I didn't look back.
If you had not played football for Southern California, is there any doubt in your mind that you would have been an Olympic long jumper?
I believe so. You know, as a kid, when I was in eighth grade, my first thing I told my coach when I did well in long jump, I was like, well, I want to go to the Olympics now. So I always had that ambition and that drive. So I put my mind to something that was easy for me to achieve, you know, just having a hunger, that dedication. I think it would have worked out.
That's what I love in you talking about tackling guys, talking about the willingness to move after your freshman year, talking about, you know, being a big time Olympic athlete. You took that chance. When I watch you play corner, I see that attitude in you. You are not scared at any moment. And that's a, hey, listen, if it goes wrong out there, it's bad.
Right.
You know that.
Right, exactly. And it's just that I had the attitude and that demeanor, and then having the guys that I have in the meeting room. You got Coach Lachey who played, Coach Jack who played, then other guys. You got Logan, you got Serge, you got Bryce, you got KB. You know, everybody in the secondary and Sean do a great job of making sure that we all together at one. And then we meet, we break down before everything we do, before we get on the field. We talk about coming together, being a family, and just have fun and ball out for your brothers. And try to make it harder on practice on the week, and then when it comes weekend, try to make it more fun.
But you know this, those receivers in this league, many of them were Olympic caliber sprinters and hurdlers and great basketball players. A lot of times the best athlete on a football team in the NFL is a wide receiver. How hard is it mentally to get ready to take on those guys every single week?
I think it's just all about being a competitor, having that competition. You know, our coach always say, you know, they get paid to make plays too. So when you go out there, you got to understand that. Don't be beating yourself if they make a play. Just know that you got to race that and try to have more wins than you have losses. So it's a little saying, you know, for Marshawn Lynch, he always said that, I know I'm going to get got, but I try to make sure I get mine more than I get got. So out there on that field, you try to make sure that you get the most wins as possible out there on the field.
So when you see a guy like Marshawn Lynch and you get to play against him, what's that like?
It was pretty cool because the first time I met him, when I was in high school, went to the Nike opening and he was out there. And just when I seen him, he remembered me and talking and chatting up with him. It was just a cool experience just to be like the guys that I seen playing and I liked growing up, was a fan of, and now being able to go against him, it's just a blessing.